Introduction. It is politically convenient for policymakers to emphasize individual biology in ways that decontextualize mental health problems and thus deflect scrutiny from damaging social systems. Childhood abuse and neglect, adulthood assault, poverty, and discrimination have devastating personal consequences, yet medicalizing subsequent distress permits a level of denial and distancing that absolves those in power of responsibility for addressing injustice and instituting legislative change. Eleanor Longden et al. Over 50% of people who try to access mental health services have experienced trauma, defined by the American Psychological Association, APA, as a person's emotional response to an extremely negative, disturbing event. Despite the indisputable link between trauma and poor mental well-being, our current mental health system pays little attention to our past experiences. Our system emphasizes labels, diagnoses, biology, not understanding what happened to us and the understandable impact it has on us. Our goal with this audiobook and our accompanying tools is to help you feel validated, understood, and empowered. First, let's clarify. What kind of experiences can lead to trauma? Here's a list. One-time traumatic events, such as an accident, injury, or natural disaster. Childhood physical and/or sexual abuse. Active childhood emotional abuse, such as parents or carers intentionally scaring, demeaning, or verbally abusing you. Passive childhood emotional abuse, such as parents or carers being emotionally unavailable, expressing negative attitudes towards you, or having developmentally inappropriate interactions with you. Childhood neglect, when parents or carers fail to meet our basic needs such as food, education, or medical care. Chronic parentification, a role reversal where a child persistently takes on responsibilities beyond their developmental capacity. Witnessing domestic abuse. Experiencing sexual violence. Losing a parent or carer. Being bullied, harassed, or socially excluded. Chronic loneliness. Experiencing stigma and/or discrimination. Experiencing poverty. Witnessing or being involved in violent crime. Military combat or exposure to war-related trauma. Long-term caregiving responsibilities, especially in abusive or neglectful environments. Medical trauma, e.g., invasive surgeries, prolonged hospitalizations, or chronic illness. Accidental or intentional injury that leads to lasting physical or emotional scars. Trauma can vary greatly in its nature and impact depending on individual experiences, coping mechanisms, and support systems. The key is that the experience overwhelms a person's ability to cope. Research shows that experiencing childhood emotional abuse can be just as damaging as experiencing childhood physical and/or sexual abuse. In a brain scan, relational pain, such as the pain felt whilst being isolated as a form of childhood punishment, can look the same as physical abuse. Similarly, active and passive emotional abuse can be just as damaging. There's sometimes a misconception that to experience trauma, there must be a catastrophic event or a definitive moment where the trauma happened. Trauma that occurs over a prolonged period of time is now recognized and referred to as complex trauma. The label Complex Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, CPTSD, has been given to describe the set of symptoms that can develop in response to prolonged, repeated experience of interpersonal trauma. CPTSD is a relatively new diagnostic label. Some of the symptoms of CPTSD are very similar to those of borderline personality disorder, and not all mental health professionals are aware of CPTSD. As a result, some people are given a diagnosis of BPD or another personality disorder, when CPTSD is more appropriate. For people on the CPTSD spectrum, it might not be until much later in life that they start to make comparisons between themselves and others around them, realizing how trauma has impacted them. The impact of complex trauma. If you feel safe and loved, your brain becomes specialized in exploration, play, and cooperation. If you are frightened and unwanted, it specializes in managing feelings of fear and abandonment. Bessel van der Kolk. Experiencing complex trauma is related to the following difficulties which impact your mental health and well-being. Experiencing ongoing physical anxiety, i.e., chest tightness, breathing difficulties, muscle tension, digestive issues, restlessness, and an inability to relax. Being prone to mental anxiety and intrusive thoughts. Living in a state of hypervigilance, being extremely sensitive to your surroundings. Experiencing intense and/or rapidly changing emotions. Sleep disturbances. Problems with feeling and/or expressing emotions. Difficulties in developing and maintaining relationships. Feeling as though you're inherently flawed or damaged. Experiencing chronic shame. Feeling as though you're completely different from other people. Having an unclear sense of identity. Relying on other people to define who you are and how you should behave. Finding it difficult to trust others. Experiencing fear of abandonment. Problems with assertiveness, asking for help and saying no. Problems with memory and concentration. Addiction problems. Impulsive or risk-taking behaviors. Experiencing derealization and/or depersonalization. Problems with sensory processing and hand-eye coordination. Eating problems. Struggling with parenting. Experiencing hallucinations. Self-harming and/or suicidal thoughts. Another common impact of trauma is trauma reenactment, what Freud labeled the compulsion to repeat. A common example of this is being attracted to romantic partners who cause us emotional pain. There are a few theories as to why this happens. Some people believe it's an unconscious attempt for us to resolve a painful situation from the past by mastering a similar situation in the present. Others think it stems from our brain's instinctive link between familiarity and survival. We naturally gravitate toward the familiar, as it represents what's kept us alive up to this point. Another theory is that stress hormones are in some ways addictive. We get used to the stimulation of cortisol and seek situations that maintain our emotional arousal. If we're used to cortisol-fueled relationships, healthy relationships may have a boring feel to them in comparison. Another reason for trauma reenactment is the normalization of abuse, meaning that trauma feels normal instead of unhealthy. Whatever the cause, trauma reenactment keeps us stuck. Becoming aware of your patterns and changing them is key to pursuing a more fulfilling life. In this audiobook, we'll focus on four important ways to heal trauma: self-education, trauma-informed therapies, physical movement, breathing and meditation practices, and relational healing. We'll gain valuable insights from both trauma experts and trauma survivors. We hope this offers a balanced perspective that combines scientific knowledge with real-world stories of recovery. Finally, we'll highlight 9 key signs of trauma healing, providing you with an objective way to track your progress.